We are up to Simin Shin Pei He, and that's what we'll be doing today. I believe the calendar had only the first two Seifim, but we'll be doing the entire Simin. Tzedoki, the Tzedukim, the Baitusim, these were the Talmidim of Tzedok and Baitos in the days of Bayasheni, who did not believe in Torah Shebal Peh. So Tzedoki, Hareyu Ki Yisrael, they are full-fledged Jews, Umavatal Rishus, and therefore, if he's Mavatal is Rishus, it works. He answers the way Yisrael does, and when his mavatl is reshus, it works. Avol, Eruv Eino Moel. His Eruv does not work. Kiven Sheina Mode Be'eruv. Since they don't believe in Torah Shebal Peh, and they don't believe in the Rabbonons, so to them an Eruv is nothing. He's an Eino Mode Be'eruv. The halach is that the Eruv of an Eino Mode Be'eruv is not an Eruv. Mishnebura talks about these Tzedokim and the Karoim, and he says that with all of them, the halacha is that we don't consider them a non-Jew. Why is this? We will later learn that a mumer l'chabal Shabbos is in a derabbanon. The halacha is that he's considered a non-Jew. So the Mishnah Berurah explains that they're minag avoseim biyadeim. They do this because they were taught to do this, and therefore they're not as bad as mumarim are. Many say that the tzedokim of today, or the karoim of today, if you find some, are not considered the tzedokim of old, the karoim of old, because they don't even keep what karoim are supposed to keep. And as a result of it, we consider them a chalei Shabbos for Esio, who have the dinim of non-Jews for Erevin. Now, also, what happens if somebody is an Eina Moda Be'erev, but he believes in absolutely everything else? He believes in all of Torah Shebal Peh except for Erevin. The halacha is he cannot be ma'arav either. All he can do is be mavatel his rishus. Said Beis Kusi, Hareyu Kishar Amim Ve'elot Hakon Al Beschiris. The Kusim, these are the ones that became Megerim as a result of fear of lions. We paskin that Kusim are not considered Jewish. It says they were Chozo L'Suram. They actually were over the Avodah Zarah. Siv Gimel, Yisrael mumer lavodes alilim o lechavol shabbosis perforhesia. A Yisrael mumer either for avodah zarah or for chil shabbos perforhesia. Vafilayin machal olabi esidur rabbanan harei hu ke avodes alilim. He is like a non-Jew. Now this halacha is very important. The halacha is like this: an oved avodah zarah l'teyavon, even when no one's looking, midrabbanon is considered a non-Jew. He has the chumris of a Jew. If he was mekadesh and isha, the halacha she needs a get. But midrabbanon, we give him all the chumris of a non-Jew. So you would need schiris rishus from him. Similarly, if he is mechal shabbos l'teyavon, but here there's the added tanai of parhesia. It's got to be that he is fearless. He does this barabim. There too, even though it's b'tei oven, the halacha is that he is considered a mumer and has the halacha of a non-Jew. A mumer lahachis for any of the tariag mitzvahs. Someone who's a mumer lahachis for any mitzvah is considered a non-Jew. He has the din of a non-Jew. This is even b'tzina. Now, also, there's a machlokis by Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesed. Is this even if he does it once, or does it have to be that he does it regularly? There's a machlokis in that. Perhesi is defined as in front of 10 Jews. Now, what happens if you have a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesed, but if an Adam Choshev would come in, an Adam Gadol, he would be embarrassed. The Gemara says that he is not considered a Mechal Shabbos Befer Hesed for this halacha. Certainly someone who doesn't know Hilcha Shabbos and is breaking Shabbos Kaseder thinking he's keeping Shabbos, he is not called a mumer with regard to Erevin. Siv Dalet, Yisrael Shehemir, a Yisrael that became a Yisrael mumer. V'hoyel obotim b'shunas Yisrael, she'irvu l'chol hashan, he has houses among the in the area that the Jews live. And in those houses were in Chatzeris, where they made an Erev for the whole year. So the halachi is, im ein lo pesach acher klal hu oser b'chol Shabbos shechal acher shehemir. If the only door he has is to the chatzar, then the halachi is he will aser for every Shabbos ever since he became a mumer, even though he once made an erev before. Why don't we say that since the erev was chal, it's good? Because we say that every Shabbos is another Shabbos, but for that Shabbos itself, the halachi is that we would say that it's mutter. What if he has another door to the non-Jewish part of town? Even a small door. Mr. Burr says at least 4x4 tfachim. We push him to use that other door, and we say that this door to the chatzar of the Yisraelim, he is not really his door, so he would not aser. The idea is kofen al midas tom. We tell him your real door is not the Jewish door, and as a result of it, the Jews can still carry.